and they kiss one another frantically. Catherine, with surging enthusiasm. You can't guess how splendid it is. A cavalry charge. Think of that. He defied our Russian commanders, acted without orders, led a charge on his own responsibility, headed it himself, was the first man to sweep through their guns. Can't you see it, Raina? Our gallant, splendid Bulgarians with their swords and eyes flashing, thundering down like an avalanche and scattering the wretched Servian dandies like chaff. And you? You kept Sergius waiting a year before you would be betrothed to him. Oh, if you had a drop of Bulgarian blood in your veins, you will worship him when he comes back. Raina, what will he care for my poor little worship after the acclamations of a whole army of heroes? But no matter. I am so happy, so proud. She rises and walks about excitedly. It proves that all our ideas were real after all. Catherine, indignantly. Our ideas real? What do you mean? Raina, our ideas of what Sergius would do, our patriotism, our heroic ideals. Oh, what faithless little creatures girls are. I sometimes used to doubt whether they were anything but dreams. When I buckled on Sergius's sword, he looked so noble. It was treason to think of disillusion or humiliation or failure. And yet, quickly, promise me you'll never tell him. Catherine, don't ask me for promises until I know what I am promising. Raina, well, it came into my head just as he was holding me in his arms and looking into my eyes that perhaps we only had our heroic ideas because we are so fond of reading Byron and Pushkin and because we were so delighted with the opera that season at Bucharest. Real life is so seldom like that. Indeed, never, as far as I knew it then, remorsefully. Only think, Mother, I doubted him. I wondered whether all his heroic qualities and his soldiership might not prove mere imagination when he went into a real battle. I had an uneasy fear that he might cut a poor figure there beside all those clever Russian officers. Catherine, a poor figure? Shame on you. The Servians have Austrian officers who are just as clever as our Russians, but we have beaten them in every battle for all that. Raina, laughing and sitting down again. Yes, I was only a prosaic little coward. Oh, to think that it was all true, that Sergius is just as splendid and noble as he looks, that the world is really a glorious world for women who can see its glory and men who can act its romance. What happiness! What unspeakable fulfillment! Ah! She throws herself on her knees beside her mother and flings her arms passionately round her. They are interrupted by the entry of Luca, a handsome, proud girl, in a pretty Bulgarian peasant's dress with double apron, so defiant that her civility to Raina is almost insolent. She is afraid of Catherine, but even with her goes as far as she dares. She is just now excited like the others, but she has no sympathy for Raina's raptures, and looks contemptuously at the ecstasies of the two before she addresses them. Luca, if you please, madame, all the windows are to be closed and the shutters made fast. They say there may be shooting in the streets. Raina and Catherine rise together, alarmed. The Servians are being chased right back through the pass, and they say they may run into the town. Our cavalry will be after them, and our people will be ready for them, you may be sure, now that they are running away. She goes out on the balcony and pulls the outside shutters too, then steps back into the room. Raina, I wish our people were not so cruel. What glory is there in killing wretched fugitives? Catherine, businesslike, her housekeeping instincts aroused. I must see that everything is made safe downstairs. Raina, to Luca, leave the shutters so that I can just close them if I hear any noise. Catherine, authoritatively, turning on her way to the door. Oh, no, dear, you must keep them fastened. You'd be sure to drop off to sleep and leave them open. Make them fast, Luca. Luca, yes, madame. She fastens them. Raina, don't be anxious about me. The moment I hear a shot, I shall blow out the candles and roll myself up in bed with my ears well covered. Catherine, quite the wisest thing you can do, my love. Good night. Raina, good night. They kiss one another, and Raina's emotion comes back for a moment. Wish me joy of the happiest night of my life, if only there are no fugitives. Catherine, go to bed, dear, and don't think of them. She goes out. Luca, secretly, to Raina. If you would like the shutters open, just give them a push like this. She pushes them. They open. She pulls them to again. One of them ought to be bolted at the bottom, but the bolt's gone. Raina, with dignity, reproving her. Thanks, Luca, but we must do as we are told. Luca makes a grimace. Good night. Luca, carelessly. Good night. She goes out, swaggering. Raina, left alone, goes to the chest of drawers and adores the portrait there with fear.